here's a story from The World.
The two South Pacific territories of French Polynesia and New Caledonia have experienced a surge in coronavirus cases lately. Until recently, the island states had escaped the worst of the pandemic. They're French territories, and the surge prompted Paris last week to extend a health emergency declaration through mid-November. That allows France to control the territory's borders, curfews, and quarantine rules. As Ashley Westerman reports, the situation has tested the relationship between the territories and Paris.
Trying to reach Dr. Jean-Paul Theron over the last week has been difficult. He was always unable to talk because he was working. When I did finally reach him, he was busy.
Ashley?
Bustling Hello, about Ashley. The makeshift hospital in the small town of Paea on French Polynesia's main island of Tahiti.
I'm checking a problem of a bottle of oxygen.
Theron, a general practitioner with over four decades of experience, paints a dire picture of the COVID situation in French Polynesia, which has a population of some 280,000. Most of their nearly 600 deaths throughout the whole pandemic have occurred in the last 2 months.
It's horrible here. It's hell. It's permanently hell.
COVID-19 cases there have more than doubled since mid-July, which Theron notes came on the heels of a trip by French President Emmanuel Macron back in June.
I was sure that if we close the country, everything would be all right. If we leave the country open, we would have the big, big explosion. So now we have a huge epidemic with Delta.
Theron says he's watching some 80 COVID patients right now, most of whom are elderly. With the few hospitals in French Polynesia practically full, he cares for some patients outside of the hospital, and some of them via telemedicine. French Polynesia is, after all, a territory made up of 118 islands and atolls spread across a swath of the Pacific the size of Eastern Europe. And while Paris has sent aid, many doctors and officials say it's just not enough.
We are still the overseas territory with the worst case of pandemic here. We are far from receiving the same amount of aid than the French Antilles or Guyane or, you know, other territories.
That's Muay Thai Brotherson. He's a representative of French Polynesia in the French Parliament. He says Paris has only sent some 120 medical personnel there when they've sent hundreds to the French Caribbean. Brotherson, who caught COVID last year, says France has ignored his territory's pleas for more nurses and doctors and more equipment like oxygen. He has a theory.
Well, to put it bluntly, there are upcoming presidential elections for President Macron next year, and the potential voters is far greater in the French Antilles and in Guyane and in La Union than in French Polynesia.
Meanwhile, he says confusing messages from Paris about masks and vaccines have fueled vaccine hesitancy and fake news.
So defiance has set up.
Though there is some vaccine hesitancy, nearly 40% of French Polynesia's population have received vaccines, all of which have come from France. Ziad Gibran is a press officer with France's Ministry of the Overseas. He says every territory is different. In Martinique and Guadeloupe, for example, France is responsible for health services.
And you have the Pacific territories, the Caledonia and Polynesia, where it's not our competence.
Just this month, New Caledonia, which lies nearly 3,000 miles west of French Polynesia, went from having less than 100 cases to over 1,300 cases. The territory also now has at least four deaths. Between the two, Gibran says France has given over $450,000 in state loans to help with the pandemic and economic rebound. In French Polynesia, Gibran says they're trying to balance the pandemic with the territory's tourism-dependent economy.
We're opening the borders because local authorities asked for it. And when we opened the borders and we saw that COVID was circulating, we asked the local government to confine earlier, but they decided to wait because they needed to have tourists and to have economic growth.
Still, it's estimated the territory lost some $1.2 billion in tourism revenue in 2020. For now, health officials say French Polynesia's COVID-19 cases have plateaued, but Dr. Jean-Paul Theron predicts cases won't actually start to decline for another 2 or 3 weeks. For The World, I'm Ashley Westerman.